Overnight Sensations, 2 hours dedicated to nothing
but local music.
Wanna live in a hideaway house, all my friends and me. I wanna live in a hideaway house, it's a place for me. And I know you walk away so easily. And I see you falling down in front of me.
And you're listening to WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. This is Overnight Sensations, 2 hours dedicated to nothing.
But local music.
What was that look you just gave
me? I don't know.
That's so strange.
I don't know what look I'm giving you.
Your eyes just went... like you did that rolling your eyes thing that my parents would get upset with me if I did.
I don't know.
Roll your eyes at me, young man.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah.
It's the temperature change from the two studios messing with my head.
I think so, yeah. Well, we do have some... There's some cool air coming from that thing.
Yeah.
The... What do you call that? Air tower thing. But that's about it. Other than that, it's pretty hot in here.
It is.
Yeah.
Don't get it. But I'll take this as opposed to outside right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Why was it snowing this week?
I don't know. That seems to be the question of the week. And yet, the Weather Channel... Have you been watching the Weather Channel lately?
No.
It's all about tornadoes.
Yeah.
Here?
Whether it's,
I was watching, I was Wednesday night, I guess. That yeah. I was in bed really early during the thunder snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? There's always, there's always tornadoes like in Tennessee, where else?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah. North Carolina, some Virginia, I
think. Was some place in Pennsylvania that had a really funny name. I'm trying to remember what it is.
Yeah, right?
Oh. Oh, Hempfield.
Yes. And
I want to live there.
But not only that, it's like they have all these specials on tornadoes and people who film them and go out of their way. It's like the last 2-3 weeks, that's all you get on the Weather Channel. It's really strange. Might as well call it the Tornado Channel.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
Maybe somebody's been watching Twister lately.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Here we are, Friday.
It is Friday. March 25th.
Believe it or not.
I know.
If it was December, it would be Christmas Day.
Yes. Did we do a show Christmas? No. Was it Christmas Eve were we here? Or?
I wasn't here. That was that whole...
The 10th was the Friday. No, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that was the... The blisters,
right? Yes, and Toby. Yeah.
I was not around for that, unfortunately.
I was reading he's going to be at the Brookdale Guitar Show doing a panel.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
cool.
I'm going to be there too doing a panel.
Yeah, and when is that?
April 10th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent.
Yep. The media panel, the how to get your music played on the radio.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
That one, yes.
Yep. I get to talk about glossies and not sending underwear to the station.
Yeah, don't send.
Yep.
Very good. Show them who's in charge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep. So, anyway.
And play live on the radio.
Yeah.
That's also a good thing.
Definitely.
Like Elevator Art, who's setting up in there right now.
Yes. And now... I understand we're going to have to talk to them about this. They're going to be playing or on the same bill as
Jefferson Starship.
The Jefferson Starship show at the Forum Theater in Metuchen.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be doing a lot of shows now.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're going to have some other things coming up in the near future.
It's their 40th anniversary, I guess it's to celebrate that.
Yeah. The Starship.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Forum Theater's been there since...
Forever.
Yeah. So.
But it's cool to see that they're starting to do stuff.
Yes, definitely.
We may have to go in and broadcast from there one of these days.
That would be awesome.
That would be more than awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I remember going there when I was a kid.
I wonder if we could just like book a show, just outright.
Yeah, just really.
Maybe we can do the Christmas show there.
Wow. Mind equals blown.
That would be... Remind me that I said that.
I will remind you. Let's
see if we can, if we have, if anyone, anyone out there knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone at the forum, we need to kind of get the ball rolling on that.
Okay. Xmas show, forum. Amuse yourselves. I'm just writing things.
Okay, yeah.
Side note.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
All right, excellent. It's written.
It's written down. It'll always be on. These things are always filed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll always be here.
I've got about 100 boxes of them in the garage of my mom's house.
Right. So.
I don't know what I'm doing with them. It's just there.
Okay. Well, you certainly save paper.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm a pack rat. I don't know why.
Okay. That could either be very good or very bad. It could be very annoying, or it could
I know when it's very annoying, like tonight before coming up here, going to be DJing tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, where's the CD? Like, I didn't throw this CD out. Like, I'm like looking for something. Like, why am I missing CDs? I took everything out of the car. And
wow.
They're still in a box in the car. The ones I need for tomorrow.
Wow.
DJing here?
There's going to be a dodgeball tournament for charity at the college I have gym tomorrow.
Oh.
It's a benefit for UNICEF.
Cool.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which, the dance marathon.
Yes.
Is the first weekend in April.
April 3rd.
And we're going to be broadcasting the closing ceremonies on April 3rd, Sunday, April 3rd, 4 to 6 p.m.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes.
We need, it's too late to get a team together. Oh. We talked about that at the end of
the last
every one. Year.
We always talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like we need to get, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, we're going to have, we'll have a good time.
We will. We always
be
do.
There. Come join us.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
My friend, like, always gets involved with dance marathons because it's, like, a great experience.
It is.
So what, you guys are just doing the last couple of hours?
Yeah, we always broadcast the last, you know, the last 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
really
great.
Cool. We talk to people and, you know, interview. And
yeah.
Get all the totals, and it's very exciting. Very excellent.
I need to write that date down, then.
Yes.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Yep.
Cool. Right before the meeting.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Cool. All around that time, yeah. Definitely cool. What else is coming up? There's some other...
The Folk Fest?
The Folk Festival. April 30th.
All right.
Got to get that going.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
On Douglas Campus.
Oh, right.
New Jersey Folk Festival on the Great Lawn, the Eagleton Institute lawn. Wood lawn. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah. So. I only work, like, sort of across the street from there. Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah. That's my other life. Never mind. The not so fun part.
Yeah.
This is the fun part.
Yeah.
We need more of this and less of that.
Yes. That's why I sent you that email from work. I happened not to be doing anything at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, the subject was, is it Friday yet?
Or yeah. Like,
just
promised myself I would never do that, and now it's I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
That's harmless.
I know.
But yeah. So, yeah, that was what we just heard. The Gripweeds with Close to the Sun.
You know what I forgot to do?
What did you forget to do?
I've been forgetting to get a hold of Kurt about doing the show from his studio.
Right.
That's another thing.
That's like, Kurt, if you're listening, please call 732-932-8800 and let's get this worked out.
Yes.
It's been way too long. We need to do it.
Yes.
The Gripweeds have a recording studio over here in Highland Park.
Highland Park. That's
right?
Super close.
Yeah, yep. Super close. And we were talking, all of us were talking about doing the show from there, or a series of shows from the...
And then you know how things just keep on, but fun things, like every band that I want to have in here and, you know... Stuff just keeps on popping up.
Yeah.
By the time, what were we talking about? Like early February, maybe. I don't even remember.
Wow. And then every time I see him, that comes up.
Really.
Yeah. Yes.
Got to do it.
Yep.
So. Got to do it.
Yes. Oh, Last Bastions is coming up this month.
And that's another right? Yep. April 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, now that's going to be a Friday night.
April 22nd.
Is it?
1/8/15. Yes, it is.
So we're going to have to work that out somehow.
We should. I unfortunately will not be in the area for that.
Oh.
But.
Okay. Oh.
You should talk to the court about that.
Okay. Okay.
We can do like an upstairs thing.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, we'll definitely have to work that out.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
What else did we hear?
So, what you heard before that, the Fletchers. Yeah, Gary Kaplan was up here on Lisa's show.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. He played a lot of songs from the upcoming album.
Very nice.
And we heard Hideaway House from the last album. and Stuncocks with pre-traumatic stress disorder.
Excellent. Tommy Strazzo is playing the Old Bay tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Says my text message.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you, text message center.
Actually, I knew about that. It's already in the concert calendar.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool. Just something we haven't done in a while.
No, we haven't, but it's been updated.
Okay, cool. Cool. And I know it's been updated on the website.
Yeah. So we haven't done it on the show.
Now. Right, right.
Because, again, there's always so much going on.
Always, always. So, yeah, we have elevator art coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And you posted something on Facebook.
Having
to do with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I posted, because, like, I was like, all right, who's going to be on tonight? Like, I haven't been on the show in, like, 2 weeks. Like, I need to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, they're awesome.
Right?
They're really, really awesome.
Yeah.
So I just, like, put that on Facebook. Also, this is funny.
Yeah.
I have a Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
I've posted, like, 2 tweets in my entire life.
Yeah. Right?
So today I posted, like, 1 random thing, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to put up Tokyo RSU. So I did that.
Yeah. Cool, cool.
Yeah. So I've been promoting the show.
Excellent.
Great.
Yeah.
Next time you do something like that, put it on the WRSU FM Overnight Sensations Facebook page.
Put it on the page?
Yeah, definitely. You can do that. Anybody can. You know, just post something.
Post stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that. Like, I think I'm friends with it or whatever
you
it
are.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I, like, forgot about that, actually.
Yeah. In fact, you're an officer. I made you an officer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you're the
intern. We need to name the page so people can just go to it and like us.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do that. There's things that I don't know how to do with that page that I want to do. I don't know.
I was looking for I want to put up songs on there, but we don't have a, like, there's no option for that.
Right, exactly.
So we could, like, you know, link a, or we can do, like, a, I've been seeing a lot of stuff. Bodega Satellite posts all stuff to SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
So we can, you know, go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Just post links to that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because I was telling you I want to just do a CD of, like, 2011 for the Brookdale Guitar Show.
Yeah, right?
Just like, here's what we've been doing. College radio is still important. Damn it.
Mm, yes. Man, that's why I like this guy.
Yeah.
it's that attitude.
It's important.
It is. It is. It's very important. You know, I just want to say something since we're all sitting here chatting. This show, and listening to that Brian Bruden thing, this show has taught me so much about local music. And I've lived here my whole life, and there's stuff that I haven't paid attention to. Or mm-hmm. This show has done that for me. It has smacked me in the face.
It's like, you know,
with local
even,
music.
Yeah, even doing the show, there's still like a million, you know, more people out there. Like, we'll never even, not that we'll never meet them or hear this. It's happening all around us. And you can only capture so much of it in 2 hours.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. But I think we do it.
We do.
We do a job.
Yeah.
I remember my freshman year of college coming to Rutgers and being like, where is the music scene?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, every party is a frat party or it's all house music. Yeah. I remember being like, where is the rock scene?
I know.
Like,
that my first show I ever saw was Pro Solar Mechanics. There was like Pro Solar, Casanova Kane, and Spread House. There's a poster, little 8x11 regular notebook paper size poster, and it said, "No one gives a damn about your band." And apparently, I was one of like 3 people to appreciate the sarcasm.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it was one of the best shows I ever saw at Rutgers.
Wow.
I easily
beats any Rutgers Fest.
Rutgers Fest is fun in a different way.
I've never had fun at a Rutgers Fest, but
really?
I've never attended
Fest. Like, I haven't been for a long time, so I don't know what it's. I don't know. I'm, you know, not being in college anymore. You're kind of disconnected from it.
Mm-hmm.
All else I'll say is that I've never actually made it over to the show.
All right. In a fair enough. It's kind of a pain, but I don't know. I remember having a good time the few times I went.
Yeah.
Never been. And again, see, there's something I've been associated with this university since, dare I say, 1982, 83. Mm. Never been to Rutgers Fest. So, what am I missing?
You're missing crowded buses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Go this
Which
year.
I've experienced that recently, the crowded bus thing. Yeah.
Oh, is this Less Talk, More Rock?
I think so.
Yep.
In the meantime, let's listen to Twin Atlas and we'll do it. This.
Single game rushing record is held by Terrell Willis. He had 232 yards against Temple in 1994. Willis went on to run for 1,080 yards that year. I'm Mike Borgnoff for WRSU-FM, your choice for Rutgers sports.
Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes I wonder where I'd be if all my friends abandoned me on a vessel out to sea, took every lifeboat and they ran. It's funny how we'd switch our roles with empty cabins, empty holes, and all the food filled up with mold. I'd stand on deck without a hand, feeling so much bigger than I am. And so I dim the lights and I crack a beer and I think to myself about things I said I'd do this year. Oh, growing old man takes its toll until you're losing track of all the things you won't have back again. Get scared, I'll take the ladder, then the stairs. Trying hard to get some air inside these lungs that I neglect. I grip the wheel and try to turn. I never looked, I never learned. Just playing captain to my kind. I think it never crossed my mind.
Thank you. NWS Peace Program, a nonprofit and CSIET-approved program, is seeking caring families in your area to host high school students from Ecuador, Turkey, Brazil, Belgium, and other various countries for the 2009 school year. The students are 15 through 18 years of age and will begin arriving in August to spend the upcoming 5 to 10 months with a caring family while attending your local high school. The students are pre-screened, speak English, and look forward to learning about our culture while teaching you about theirs. They have medical insurance and their own spending money to cover such things as clothing, school supplies, and entertainment. All these students ask for is a bed, meals, and a caring family with whom to spend their 5 to 10 months in the United States. There is no such thing as a typical host family. You can have a great experience hosting an international teen. For more information, you can call 1-866-846-3977 or visit nw-services.com.
Woke up and come through this morning's paper. Well, I need a moment just to get my head straight. This music's too loud, kids are creeping me out. I know. The money was stolen, it's still no good here. And all we really wanted was a comforting comfort. There's nothing to prove, they say we're all doomed by now. Well, and all of this, I'm wondering exactly what it takes to bring this whole thing to an end again. Once the world stops shaking, I guess we're forgiven. It burns and it shakes, so just stop.
So I was sitting here. Whoa, you all right? I was sitting here, you know, trying to, or actually before the show, trying to pull out some music and play things I haven't played in a while or things I've never played. And one band, which I just asked you about, this next band I'm going to play, the Molotov Cocktails.
Yes.
And the look on your face when I said that.
What did I look like?
I can't describe it. Your whole, like, it's just like lit up.
Yes.
Yes.
The Molotov Cocktails are from my hometown, and they're not together right now, but I'm currently dating, 6 months deep into a relationship, with the former guitarist and singer of the Molotov Cocktails. So I, you know, I definitely was a little groupie to that band.
Sure, absolutely.
two or three years ago, yeah.
Wow.
So funny. I can't believe that.
So, and you chose what track?
I chose Kiss You Everywhere, because it made me melt 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. So here we go, Molotov Cocktails. I guess we could definitely call this friend rock.
Yes.
Here
absolutely.
We go.